This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They might like Roman Wilson a lot and have high hopes. That's different from going into a season knowing you've got number one and number two on the depth chart pretty much sewn up.
I thought it sounded exactly like Tomlin last year when he was at his podium the Tuesday before the first game and he was getting asked the same kinds of questions about his wide receiver room. So I'm like, hey, we have archives here. Let me go back and listen.
We do
to what
everything
he
we
said.
Everything we look for seems to get lost in a house fire, Donnie, doesn't it? What kind of archives is he talking about?
Let's
here?
Hear if his answer last year at this time sounds anything like what he said today about wide receiver depth.
Mike, you've added some new players at receiver. What have you learned about the depth you have in that receiver?
You know, I'm comfortable with the performance of these guys, man. Had some questions even dating back to the spring, and to be quite honest with you, I probably went in the receiver room about a couple of weeks in the camp and told them that. I just believe in being really transparent. But the consistency in which those guys performed in Latrobe and through team development has made me more comfortable. And specifically, I'm talking about Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson, man. I just can't say enough about the consistency in which they performed, their floor, if you will. They've behaved like veteran NFL players, and that's provided some comfort in the midst of the transition that comes with dealing with new people and getting acclimated in that way.
We certainly saw what the floor looked like for Van Jefferson, didn't we?
He never got off of it.
He spent his time here laying
Scotty
on the
floor. Miller had a big game week one against Atlanta. 0 catches for 0 yards. Uh-huh. What do you think Jefferson's stat line was from that game last year against Atlanta, Donnie? You want to take a guess?
It's either 1 or 2 catches, I feel like.
0 catches for 0 yards?
I'm going to say 1 for 8.
1 for 1. One
That's
catch
even
for
better
1 yard.
Than 0 for 0.
That's the Jerome Bettis line. 5 catches, 1 yard, 3 touchdowns.
What do you think, Cal Austin did in the opener last year?
I'll go 2 catches for Austin for like 17 yards.
Oh, I love that pick for you. I'm going to go 2 for 13.
1 for 7.
Come on, let's keep this thing going. I want to hear more.
What do you think Freiermuth did in week one last year?
2 for 22. Mm. Even now, I feel like that's wrong, but I'm going to stick with it.
I'll go 3 for like 18.
4 for 27. He was their second leading receiver.
Ugh. And then Pickens would have had what?
He had 6.
Yeah, he for like 80-something.
I think 76.
He had a long catch and run right before halftime.
Yeah, remember because he didn't get out of bounds mm-hmm. in time, it looked like, and then he got out with like a second left, which happened in the Canadian Football League yesterday. Don't ask me why I was watching that.
So I just hope Tomlin's, you know, alloy your fears, calm down, everything's good.
He's not hiding under his desk here.
Metcalf is better than Pickens was. Our tight ends are incredible. Our wide receiver depth, the young guys have gotten a year older and a year better. All of those things sound good, but he did the same thing last year to try to put out fires, and he was wrong. So it's a little bit of boy who cried wolf here with me on this one. I've heard this before from him, and so I've got to see it to believe it that they actually have the problem fixed this time.
Broadly speaking, I think their pass catchers are better, which is definitively me not saying wide receiver two is better. If they're, what were their top three pass catchers going in last year? It was Pickens,
Freiermuth,
and then
Van Jefferson.
Okay, so if your top three this year is Metcalf, Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, based on everybody's reputations from last year, yeah. I think that's a better top three. But it's still only one wide receiver and then two tight ends. Even if Jonnu Smith sort of behaves like a glorified, like bulkier wide receiver.
You know what's interesting to me, just as an aside? We have a lot of Steelers fans who I think get jazzed up for the start of the season, and they start to believe that crazy things are going to happen and this offense is going to click and it's going to be outstanding.
Okay.
Which is fine. Like, that's what fans do. And I'm so...
You're guilty of it sometimes. You said they were going to win the Super... Or go to the Super Bowl with Pickett.
I'm so cynical of Tomlin now that I just can't bring myself to say those things anymore.
Yeah.
You know where you really see, as Donnie said earlier, the rubber meet the road on this, though? So fans call in and say, this is the year Rodgers going to be great. You know where you really see the rubber meet the road?
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Knew it.
Thank you.
Knew where that was headed.
I'm in drafts with all kinds of Steelers fans. You know where Aaron Rodgers gets drafted? He doesn't. Doesn't get picked.
I ran a draft at the Mulsey House last night in the neighborhood league, and I believe, so it's like on that sleeper app, so they have, you know, how many ever, 16 rounds?
I have 9 teams on that app, so yes, I'm very familiar with it.
He got picked. The guy who was picking 12th picked him in his second to last pick when he was snaking back and he just needed a cheap backup or whatever. Yeah, he was like the second to last round.
Fantasy football.
And I was laughing about that because like very few Steelers get taken in these leagues.
I think we're finding that even in drafts that have Steeler fans in them, the first Steeler to go is DK Metcalf. The second one is usually Chris Boswell.
What?
No, Warren goes. Warren goes before Boswell.
That's not always the case.
You got some dummies in your leagues.
Can I sign up for your league stat, please?
Do you know what the sleeper app does the first time somebody takes a kicker?
I guarantee my league is not alone either, where there's just some numbskull who's like...
Are you aware of this?
What's it do?
That app, whenever the first kicker comes off the board, I don't know if it's a new feature, it just goes, oh, no! Like, it mocks the person who takes the kicker. I swear to God.
Fantasy football, where people when people have to start like backing up their takes with money...
It's different, man.
It's a truth teller.
It's very different.
Aaron Rodgers never gets picked, or barely. DK Metcalf goes. He's a wide receiver one. He should, and he's got a really good resume. Running backs always get picked, so usually Warren and Johnson get picked.
Eventually Johnson. But
none of the receivers get picked, and honestly, I've done about 12 of these things. The tight ends almost never get picked.
Barely. I think I've taken Jonnu Smith late as like a tight end, too, just to have somebody extra, and I've seen Pat go, but it's late. I mean... They're not top even, I would say, 11 or 12 round guys.
You know what else happens? Because people get caught up in Steelers love, they take the defense way too early.
The defense goes early.
The Steelers defense got picked in the 9th round, and there were catcalls on my deck yesterday at the guy who picked them. People were just aghast that they took the defense that early.
It's just, I've obviously been obsessed with fantasy football for a very long period of my life.
Got 9 leagues.
That's only on the sleeper app.
I know,
that doesn't account for ESPN or
Yahoo.
That's like
my buddy saying, I said, how many leagues are you in this year? And he goes, well, are you counting ones with friends or high stakes ones with complete strangers? He's in like 25.
I have 6 drafts tonight that Amanda doesn't know about.
6?
I have 2 tomorrow, and that doesn't count the one that I just found out we're doing here at work.
And so then, you have 6 drafts.
And then I have 1 more on Wednesday, and I'm going to be done.
How do you keep track when you have that many drafts in one night?
So I've now applied this rule to my email, too. I check in the morning. I check again at night. I give myself like 10 minutes. I whip through all of them, and then I'm good.
That's how you do the drafts?
No, that's how I keep up with my teams.
No, I'm saying when you're just drafting.
Oh,
because like a draft takes an hour or more.
Oh, I just toggle through the apps. I don't have like rankings. I just go off my head.
You just use the pump. Well, that's because you've probably memorized each fantasy app's ranking system. You just look at it once and you have it. But he uses the pony, the PPI, Donnie, the Pony Performance Index.
So, yeah. Tim is in Cranberry. He's on the fan. Hello, Tim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just got my 2 cents on the Cam deal.
Can you take us off speakerphone? Because all I hear is the wind around you right now in Cranberry.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Thank you.
How's that?
Better.
Okay. Thank you. No, you know, being in a union town and being a union employee, former union employee myself, you know, you sign a contract, you have to abide by it for the length of the contract. And
No, you don't. No.
So when I was under a contract and it's a 3-year term, I don't have to. I want paid more than they say they're going to pay me. Or if a vendor comes to my house.
Let me ask you a question about that, Tim. When you signed a 3-year contract, did you work for the 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then why is it that when NFL players don't do well, they don't work the 3 years? They get cut after one.
That's a good point.
Thank
yeah.
you, Tim. Appreciate yeah, it. Call back whenever you want, buddy. Yep.
I mean, I will say we always, you know, it's appropriate. Labor Day's yesterday. We talk about I'm almost always on the side of labor here.
But you weren't at the start of the show. You said annoyed and puzzled were the words that came to mind with Hayward.
You keep bringing that back. Puzzled was more his strategy, but I snap back to his side. I do think it.
So you are on his side now. If he chooses to hold out on Sunday,
I heard one caller basically express just displeasure with him, and I was like, nope, that's what I needed, kind of a kickback to reality. I mean, I will say, we find out in these situations, though, that even though these are players' unions and it's union management contract negotiations, it's very different because of the money involved in the nature of the work. It is.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's massively different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Different.
Hello, this is Hall of Famer Dick LeBeau, and you're listening to the number one sports talk show in Pittsburgh, the PM Team, with Pony Mueller and Donnie Football. Go Steelers.
Listen to Starkey and Pop together to hear about the Starkey Card of the Week tomorrow. I believe they'll be back working together. The Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Pop was back anchoring the Tomlin press conference today. Highs in Pittsburgh this afternoon, close to 80. Pop with layers on. The vest,
really?
Long sleeve underneath. Oh, yeah. It's always a layered look for the Tomlin press conference. Donnie and I have picked up on that with him.
Why do you think that is?
Thinks it's fashionable.
Or is it multiple? So Pomp is...
Is it cold in that room where he does
maybe,
it from?
Maybe, but there's studio lights, so you would think it's warmer. Pomp is big enough deal that he's got somebody who Bob Pompiani's, you know, wardrobe is provided by blank.
Wait, what?
You don't know that? He definitely endorses a very nice clothing store downtown.
Wait a minute, time out here. Okay. So you're saying...
So he might be wearing multiple pieces to show off multiple pieces of that particular
but
company's
he wasn't
offerings.
But he was working for the Steelers today.
I know, but it might just be like a Bob Pompiani thing that supersedes.
So his deal is, because he's on TV,
I'm guessing, yeah.
Somebody buys all of his clothes for him?
It's on, what? I guess it's on you're right, it's on the Steelers like YouTube channel. I would think it might just be a deal where he is, you know... repping that company, maybe not officially in this capacity, but I know like there's a Pomp's wardrobe provided.
We're on camera now on YouTube. Why don't you have Bucky's or whatever sponsor all your gear? You're wearing their shirt today.
People were asking the same thing about who made your shirt because it was very, in the YouTube chat, I told them.
My Heinz Ward shirt.
Yeah. They were very, well, that's the thing.
Like, how about this company steps up and now that I'm on camera here,
I thought about that. If you're an apparel company locally and you really want to get your stuff off the ground, I mean, look at this YouTube channel right now.
There you go.
Hundreds of people, sometimes probably 1,000 plus at any one time, seeing your logo here or here. And this Bucky's shirt, I'm going to be honest because I bought it at Bucky's, has shrunk in vertically. So it's still normal here. Now if I lift my hands up, you know, somebody could see like my boxers. Mm-hmm. Not a great job by the Bucky's company with this shirt.
Three of the biggest sports sites put out their first batch of NFL power rankings for the season. NFL.com, The Athletic, and CBSSports.com. What do you think is the highest the Steelers got ranked by these three outlets, and what do you think is the lowest the Steelers got
NFL,
ranked?
NFL, The Athletic, CBS Sports.
Yep.
Highest, I think, is 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest, I will say, is 19th.
Don?
I'm going to say the highest is 10.
Mm.
And the lowest is 20.
20. NFL.com had the Steelers smack dab in the middle, 16th.
Okay.
The Athletic had the Steelers 14th. CBSSports.com had them 18th.
I wasn't far off, Don. Was not far off.
14 teams make the playoffs. I didn't look to see, do the math on how many AFC teams are ranked ahead of the Steelers. But if you go by that, two out of the three would have the Steelers missing out on the playoffs. NFL.com and CBS Sports.
We're in mid-pack hell here. How many years in a row now could you probably say that the Steelers' expectation going into the year was that they were somewhere between the 14th and 18th best team in the league? It feels like a broken record. I cannot remember the last season where we all collectively went in. I'm not saying you like said they were going to do this or this. I'm saying the general consensus from experts was this is a bona fide top 10 team. This is a contender. This is a shortlist team that can actually win something.
Well, I think if you're going to pick them to win 11 games or 12 games, you think they're a top 10 team.
I would agree with that. But I think if you pick them to win 10, like a lot of people are, that's where you can get into 11 through 17 range.
If you got them winning 11 games.
I don't.
But if you did, there's not going to be 9 teams with more wins than them. How many teams won 12 games or more last year?
I'm glad you asked that, Pony, because
Detroit,
I'm going to check right now.
Minnesota, Philly.
How many? 11 or more?
Yeah. No, more than 11. So
more
12
than 11.
More.
Three in the AFC. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Yep. And then Detroit, Minnesota, Philly, right? So six?
Detroit, the Commanders won 12.
So seven.
Yep. No, if you think like...
If you think they're going to win 11 games, then you've got them like as tied for eighth. You've got them as a top eight.
Yeah, top eight or nine team. And then you get into, there were six teams last year that went 10 and seven. So then you get into that 14-15 range.
Donnie, you picked the Steelers record yesterday. Where did you have them finishing?
11 wins.
So you do think they're a top 10 team then?
I guess by that math, yeah.
Do you think, like, the way you answered that, though, tells me you don't actually think they're top 10. You might just not think that there's going to be...
Or the schedule maybe is favorable. I mean, that factors in, too.
Because if I know you, I feel like if I asked you rank them in the NFL among 32 teams, you'd probably say somewhere between 12 and 15. If I had
really?
To guess. That's where I would think he would put
with
them.
11 wins?
Well, no. Independent of the 11 wins thing. If I said right now, where are they?
Yeah,
are
just
they,
rank the teams.
Rank the team, like, how many teams schedule. Are... Yeah, how many teams are better? You don't... tie it to what you think they're going to do this year. I think he would call them about the 12th to 15th best team. Because I think he probably would have them in the playoffs, but barely, which would put them right around that 13-14 spot.
I didn't hear everything Donnie said about why he made his record prediction yesterday, but I would...
For what it's worth, I also have them getting that 11th win in Week 18 against a Ravens team who sits pretty much every important player.
Gotcha. Okay.
They will be the beneficiaries of the Ravens winning like 14 games.
Holy.
I do think the Ravens are going to be good, man. I do. It's a bummer.
You guys are that sold on them, huh?
I think they're going to be really good, man.
Are you aware of the fact that they were the luckiest team in the NFL with injuries last year?
I thought the Eagles were.
In the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, there's one injury... position that matters for them, and it's the quarterback, and they were lucky in his case too. I just think they've done a pretty good job, like, quietly turning over the roster a little bit, and I just think Jackson is still probably in the part of his career where he's got at least two more years even after this year left as like the major force multiplier.
I also think there's a good chance, if not better chance than good, that Derrick Henry starts to show his age this year.
I'm He's not putting 31. Any money on that.
Yeah, wait a minute. Based on what you, like, what did you see last year that would have you suggesting that at all? He looked like he found the fountain of youth.
I know he did. Let me ask you this, though. Do you think Adrian Peterson's a better running back all time than Derrick Henry? He's fifth all time in rushing
yards. Very close.
What did he do 31 and on?
Probably nothing.
I mean, it is.
How many times had he torn his ACLs by then? Henry hasn't had, like, those kinds of major knee injuries.
You are a rare, rare dude if you're still as a running back at 31, 32 years old.
Who's a better
all-pro caliber?
Who's a better running back all time, Curtis Martin or Derrick Henry?
I'd say Henry. Martin led the league in rushing, I think, at 31, but then was done. I think he played one more year after that, right?
Yes, and that was at 30 and 31, he went for essentially 3,000 yards in those
Fantastic.
Two seasons combined. But I think Henry's a better player. I also think in a vacuum...
How about LaDainian Tomlinson or Henry?
I'd give the edge to Tomlinson
LT,
right now.
I think, was with the Jets at that point. Was a nice player, but he was not a star by any means.
His 31-year-old season with the Jets, he almost had 1,000 yards on not even 230 carries.
I mean, still a really good player, but Derrick Henry played like 2019 Derrick Henry last year.
I think the thing that you are not, or maybe for argument's sake just aren't mentioning, is he's not Derrick Henry trying to just line up behind a regular quarterback and take like the brunt of a defense's attention. He's Derrick Henry trying to do his thing where the other guy handing him the ball is arguably more dangerous and going to require more resources to stop than him.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I think that like absolutely... impacts my perception of how much he can still do.
Do you think they'll play some close games this year?
Well, yeah, I think every.
How much confidence do you have in their kicker? Do you know his name?
Not Justin Tucker.
I mean, that's got to be Loop.
I was looking to see where Rodgers went in my league, second to last round.
And
Loop got picked in the last round.
The thing going for them, yeah, they're going to play close games. They'll lose a couple of games.
There's a chance the kid could be better than Tucker was last year because Tucker was a problem
for them.
That's right.
But that's also a team that does not rely on their kicker being so good. They just happen to have a great one for so long.
Fair. But I think they will in the big games. I mean, you're right. If when they're playing the Browns, it's not going to make a difference.
Pony, I would feel better about your Henry skepticism, but for this. So he had the two crazy years in Tennessee where he led the league back-to-back years, went over 2,000 yards.
His last year there in 2023 wasn't exactly fire.
So he averaged 5+ a carry both those two crazy years, and then he dropped basically a full yard per carry. Would you like to guess Derrick Henry's yards per attempt last year?
Wasn't he going to set the NFL record at some point?
He was at almost 6.
Yeah.
So that is my point. They are much easier yards for him and probably less like taxing yards because he's not getting hit as much because half the time the defense is trying to tackle the quarterback when he doesn't have the ball.
Jeff is on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you guys are, you know, around 40 years old, same age as me. I've been watching Steelers forever. So tell me this, as it relates to Cam Hayward, what's the primary responsibility of a Steelers D lineman?
You're talking about like Aaron
like
Smith,
Casey Hampton,
Brett Kiesel, like just eat up blockers and make life easy for the edge rushers?
Steelers D lineman, primary responsibility, stop the run. All Omar Khan has to do is bring Cam and his agent into the back room, show them tape from the Ravens game where Cam is just constantly on his butt or down the field chasing, and they're running 300 yards up and down the field.
They should have done that to TJ Watt then and said, where were you in this game? We digitally erased you, and it was the same net effect. We're not giving you the money either.
Don't you got to take up the blockers for the linebackers to run free?
That's a good point. That must mean that you think the Steelers' defense is going to stink this year.
I think that they're going to have a really hard time stopping the run again.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel that way, then I get it. But, I mean, you got to be consistent
I'm also going to quibble with the idea that specifically Cameron Hayward's job is to stop the run. The guy has had
two double-digit
sack seasons out of the last four. He had 8 last year. He's had a bunch of first-team All-Pros. Like, just because typically Aaron Smith's job or Brett Kiesel's job or Casey Hampton's job was to do one thing doesn't mean that another guy who's got different skills isn't going to be asked to do something different.
I am in the corner of just give Hayward a few extra $X million some next year and end this thing. But I am sympathetic and I understand fans who are like, we got embarrassed. We got punked in a playoff game. I don't feel like giving any of these guys, even dudes coming off an All-Pro season, more money. And if that's like your across the board take on it that applies to TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, and everybody else, so be it. I get that. Like, I think that's a perfectly defensible opinion.
Isn't the dream for most fans that your best players make very little money because that allows the team to sign even more good players? The only time I've ever seen fans generally rally around a player unilaterally and say he deserves every dime is Roethlisberger. But then even at the very end for him, we got like a stunning amount of people saying, God, I wish this guy would have just retired. He's not even worth what they're paying him at a discount rate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's going to be a committee of people, but I would imagine it would have been a committee of people if he were available. We generally play a lot of D linemen, particularly early in the season, due to lack of conditioning and potential heat and so forth. Not only us, but I just think globally speaking, this time of year, most teams play a lot of bigs up front defensively so that fatigue doesn't become a factor, particularly down the stretch in the football game.
The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit for members of the Fan staff. Do you want the Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Now brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. It's the return of Donnie's Tomlin Tidbit. Tomlin rambles on like the Allman Brothers for about 25 minutes. Makes the opposing team sound like it's the 85 Bears. Starts getting asked questions, peppered, badgered by Steelers media. And Donnie pulls the soundbite, the clip that interested him most from Tomlin's powwow with media. And today you landed on this one.
Yeah, he's talking about the guys to replace Derek Harmon. Harmon, the only guy that is officially out for Sunday's game.
Leaving the light on like it's Motel 6 for Nick Herbig.
Tom Beaudet.
That's right.
I had our buddy Nick Farabaugh on yesterday. He thinks Y.A. Black is going to play a ton in this game. He thinks Daniel Equale, the guy that they got from New England via free agency, will play a lot of snaps.
What's a lot, just if you had to guess?
I don't know. I feel like for a player like that to say he'll play a lot of snaps would be like anything more than 15.
Because I was going to say, like, let's say in a typical game, there's 60 defensive snaps.
Okay.
One play per, you know, two plays per minute.
Yeah. Like 60 to 65. If that guy plays like normal. A quarter of the snaps, that feels like
so
a lot.
So 15?
I don't know. For me.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to play gotcha games with you. If you go by that number last year, Tomlin said it's week one, we play a lot more defensive linemen. 15 snaps would constitute a lot. Four defensive linemen played more than 15 snaps against the Falcons in week one last year. Hayward, 62%, was number one. Larry O was number two, 61%. Benton was third, 48%. And Monty Adams, who is he even in the NFL? Is he just done with football? Where did that guy end up? Bears? Does that sound right? Montrevious Adams?
Let's take a look, boys.
Is he still a member of the NFL Guild? Is he still drawing an NFL paycheck?
Don't believe so.
I don't see him with anybody.
20 snaps in the opener. If four guys play, and this is, let's count Hayward for the purposes of not complicating things. Hayward, Benton, Black, Loudermilk, I guess, would be the four guys, or Aquale would play
they
over
Loudermilk. They might roll with him over Loudermilk.
And then the other two defensive linemen who got snaps last year, but not a lot, Loudermilk played 10 the first week, and Leal got 5. So, 6
And we know they also love Loudermilk on special teams.
Oh,
that's where he specializes.
Shines. Yes.
Love him on teams. Teams ball.
Yeah,
how many snaps did Y.A. Black play in the preseason? Because wasn't the first game where he announced himself,
he did not play a lot.
He played like 10
game.
Snaps.
Yeah, he did not play a ton. I think 13 was the number in the very first game against Jacksonville.
It was the last one.
He was out there a good amount.
Yeah.
Same against Tampa.
Almost like they were ramping him up, wondering if they were going to need him.
Good.
I mean, he's probably looking at the third most snaps behind Benton and Hayward.
That's what I want him to have.
I was going to say, he's a disruptive kind of force there. Tomlin
included him when talking about how their team has evolved from last year, stopping the run, and made sure to single out Black.
Which is,
he doesn't do that if a guy's just going to watch the game on the
sidelines
and rub his
stomach. It's also a statement about the impression that the guy made on the coaches, not just on the fans, because that's a guy who's never actually played an NFL snap that counts. So it seems he's won over his head coach. Donnie, you didn't pick this topic. I was glazed over already when Tomlin was about 3 or 4 minutes into his Jets dissertation, where everybody on the Jets is a member, as Pony likes to put it, of the 85 Bears. I think he has committed his most egregious, if you will, for a statement that is not a turn of phrase that's uncommon. Because, right, if you say something unusual, then you're supposed to say, if you will, like that's a turn of phrase. He was talking about Sauce Gardner, and he just called him a high pick, a first-round pick, if you will. Like, Mike, you could just say he was picked in the first round, very high in the draft. There's no, that's not like a...
And probably one of the best in the game at his position.
It is.
If you will has replaced, obviously.
That's what I mean, though. Like,
if you will is now the word
he's been watching a lot of Dusty Rhodes promos.
Like, that's the phrase or term he falls back on now.
It would be fine if he called him like a big time or a prime time player or something, if you will, or like a guy who shines in whatever. He just literally narrated the fact that he was a high first-round draft pick and felt like that required an if you will, and I thought I was ready to scream. Because this is the stuff I noticed during the Tomlin presser, man.
That was Donnie's first Tomlin tidbit of 2025. 412-928-9370. We've been talking about this game Sunday, the first of the year. Also, Cam Hayward's availability for it, and that being somewhat in question now. Here is James in the North Hills on the matter. Hello, James.
There we go. Hello.
Hey.
Something that's really bothering me about this team is it seems like every story has to do with them not playing football. Like, Cam's like, I don't really know if I want to bother playing. Like, regardless of whether he plays for money or not, that's the story. A couple days before the season is one of our star franchise players is like, I don't know if I want to bother. Or Steelers Depot reported that Mason Rudolph was talking about how great of a leader Aaron Rodgers is because he stayed for the whole team meeting. Like, what a great guy.
So you're saying this is a bad omen and a harbinger of horrible things to come, James? Is that what I'm sensing here? Or is this, I don't.
I mean, yeah, they're going to be bad, but I just.
What's bad?
I think it would.
Give me a win total. Give me a record where James says objectively.
Not winning a playoff game. I understand that we're like, what's their season record? I don't think their season record matters. I want to win a playoff game.
15-2 and lost in a shocker in the division round. Would that be bad? Like that would be a bad football team.
That would be bad for me. That would be bad for me because it shows that they still can't beat the contending teams when they need to win. Like when it really matters. I don't care about September football. I care about what you're doing against contenders in the playoffs.
You kind of got to win games in September to get to the playoffs.
Well,
usually,
they're definitely having this. They're in this interesting state where they're going to have their cake and eat it too because they try to present it like, we brought Aaron Rodgers here to win a Super Bowl. Why else would we sign a 41-year-old quarterback to a deal if it wasn't about the here and now, if it wasn't about winning immediately, if it wasn't about 2025? But if they fall short of that goal, they're just going to be like, okay, whatever. On to the next thing. We're going to draft a quarterback in 2026. Have you guys been watching Lenoris Sellers, Drew Aller, Carson Beck, and all
Garrett
these guys?
Nussmeier.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's
maybe not so much Arch Manning right now.
There's no pressure of, you brought Aaron Rodgers here, you better make it work or else.
Well, there is from fans,
but there's not from the team itself.
Well, that, I think you're just describing something from the team's perspective, regardless of what they say, that is basically the case almost every year. I mean, Art Rooney has routinely done a gentle finger wag of fans when they get mad that the team loses a playoff game and says, you know, rather be in the playoffs not last than not.
Year. Not really last year.
Mm.
2 years ago, after they got beat by Buffalo, it was, we need urgency to win right now.
Do you think last year was different because it was their division rival and they got humiliated in a way that is like the last way Mike and Art would want to be humiliated, having somebody run for 300 yards on you?
Chris, who paid the price for it? Nobody. Nobody got fired. I mean, they overhauled the roster. I guess Russell Wilson was and Justin Fields were made scapegoats. But they didn't treat last year like 10-7 was a disaster.
Oh, wait, then that's what I was saying. Like, internally, they never treat it like it's a disaster. Fans do. They don't. When was the last time they went 10-7, got blown out in a playoff game, and you heard from the owner this kind of messaging that suggested he was beat red with anger and furious about their fortunes? That's what I'm saying. He'll lecture fans, basically, and say, you know, I would never complain about a season that ends with us in the playoffs. I
mean, Mike Tomlin said that, you know, changes were going to get made at every level of the organization. What he really did was just pass the buck off to the players. The players were the ones that bore were made the scapegoats.
They remain one of the least impressive coaching staffs as far as assistants in the entire NFL.
The coaching staff wasn't overhauled. The roster was, which, I mean, I get it. I agree with that to some extent. I think players are oftentimes more important than coaches. Look at the classic Brady versus Belichick debate and how that's going.
Oh, that debate's over.
Right. So, yeah, you need more good players. So getting rid of ones who weren't winning here and bringing in fresh new ones, I agree with that.
But you're not bringing in any fresh ideas from the people who are, you know, tasked with getting
Terrell
the most
Austin,
out of
Arthur
them.
Smith, Pat Meyer.
Same guys.
Heads.
Different people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.